world, Studio W, on your Apple phone. Go to your Apple Play Store and download Studio W. Apple is simply Studio W, available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And I see two of my cats right here on the panel, Mad Mike. Hey, Mad, what's going on, dude?
Just sliding through on cruise control.
You on cruise? You always on cruise control.
That's right, buddy. I like that cruise control. It works.
It does, doesn't it? All right. And Dr. Reverend Rudolph Dimmer. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Real good. Real good.
Yeah, you sounding good. You sounding good. Well, hopefully, Ann will not be with us today. She's helping her eldest son, AJ, and he's preparing for college. So she's helping him with an assignment, an important assignment I think is due tomorrow. So she's going to be off. Hopefully Dr. Sims will join us and perhaps, my brother Danny Tisdale might. But anyway, we're going to go on with the show anyway. And we're just going to have a good time. A couple of things I want to bring up. But first, before we do that, let's talk about what's been happening here on the network. A lot of new, fans and friends, listeners have joined us. We've got some out of Mobile, Alabama. We've got some new ones out of Georgia. Let's see, Texas. Plainview, Texas? Is it Plainview?
Yeah.
Plainview, Texas. Yes, absolutely. Biloxi, Mississippi, and so forth. And we were having a really good time. You know, guys, I do a program on Wednesdays called Cultural Excellence. And over the last couple of weeks, I've had some exciting guests on, man. And they're going to bring some new information. And we're going to interview some artists, some that you know and some that you don't know. So we're expanding. I want to thank our audience for chiming in to us each and every week. On Thursdays, we've got Mad Mike and Wild Will, Coast to Coast, which comes on right after Miss CC's Kitchen. And Mike and I, we always have a great time. Just a fabulous time. Hey, Dr. Dimmer, acting crazy, just having a good time and laughing and joking, playing all kinds of great music. And that's what it's all about, right, Mike?
Sometimes we have a little too much fun.
There's no such thing. No such thing. But we play, many genres of music. Mike says, as long as it's not evil, we playing it. And I agree with that 1,000%. But we play anything from classical to blues to jazz, rock and roll, country,
Motown,
Southern Soul, big band. You name it, we play it. We even might play some hip hop long as it's clean. We do that too. So it's just a fun show. And Dr. Dimmer, it's 3 hours, but believe it or not, I think we've been going over, over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. William's been losing sleep.
Are you serious right now? Yeah. I think one night we went 5.5 hours. Man, how much fun can you pack into one night? That is incredible. That's absolutely incredible. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Boomerang is a whole different type of show. This is where we basically talk about stuff. I mean stuff. Anything that I think is prevalent and relevant in the news. We want to bring you some information that you may or may not be aware of. And that's the whole idea, being aware. You know, have fun, but be aware. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. Okay. And diligent. All of that at the same time. But tonight, I thought we were going to cover a couple of things. Did I send you guys this video? Did you get an email from me with a video included? I thought I sent it this week.
I didn't see it, but I haven't been paying a lot of attention to my emails.
Well, that's possible because I thought I sent it to everyone. And she was the one that threatened me last week because I sent it to her last week. And she said, well, you didn't play it, you know, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, so she happens to be off tonight and we're going to play it anyway. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk a little bit about, oh man, the women's soccer team, United States soccer team, came this close to advancing. They were in the round of 8. Okay. I think that's the semifinals. Oh, no, the quarterfinals. I believe that's how it's, I don't know a lot about soccer, but I have been pulling for the women's soccer team forever. I just love, that team. And they came this close to beating Sweden, man. They missed it. Shucks. They had a shoot-off or shootout, whatever you call it, and they missed one goal. They could have wrapped it all up. It was just, man, oh, man, oh, man. Then we're going to talk about climate change a little bit, not a whole lot. We're going to talk about the former president, Trump, and other folks. He is guilty, or give him the benefit of the doubt, okay, or he is the most unlucky guy. He has more bad luck than anybody in the world. Something's okay, so however you want to frame it. But also, he look at the people that he surrounded himself by also. Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit. And we're going to talk about the economy and a whole lot of things. I'm not sure we'll be able to get all of that in or not. But what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to start off with this video that I sent. Let me see if I can get it. I might have to call Kaven, but let's see if we can make this work. All right. Hold on 1 second. I think I might have it. All right. Let's try this. All right. This is Lev Parnas. Now, before I get into that, you guys remember that story?
My name is Lev Parnas.
Hold on.
For those of you that don't know me.
Okay. Let's stop right there. You guys remember Lev Parnas and Igor Fuman? These cats were arrested at the airport trying to get out of town about 2 or 3 years ago, right? And guess who the head guy was, the lead person that hired these guys, got them involved in all of this? I think it had a lot had to do with Ukraine also. Now, Mike and Dr. Demery, if a couple of dudes by the name of Lev and Igor show up at your door, you might want to be concerned. Lev and Igor. I've seen that name before, Igor, right? And anybody named Igor, for some reason, they have a thuggish look to them. I don't know. Okay, somebody correct me wrong. Okay, but anyway, let's play this and see. And I want to comment on this right after.
I was part of Donald Trump's inner circle.
Can you gentlemen hear that?
Fine.
You can?
Yep.
Yes. Great.
And Trump's mega cult. Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani sent me to Ukraine to dig up dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Now that I'm out of the cult and finishing up my sentence on home confinement, I'd like to share some stories that I have written up in my diary while I was here on home confinement. Now this week it was reported that Rudy Giuliani didn't vet information that he pushed to overturn the 2020 election. Now as crazy as it might sound to you, to me it was Rudy just being Rudy. It wasn't about finding out the real information or the truth about what was really going on. It was all about getting Trump back in office. And today I'm going to tell you a little bit how it coincided with all the stuff that transpired in Ukraine, because it was similar to the same thing that happened in the 2020 election. It was getting information and pushing it through any means possible, through his cohorts in Congress. Back then it was Devin Nunes. Today it's Senator Johnson, Comer, Marjorie Greene, and the rest of the crazy Congress people that we have that are pushing all these misinformation just to confuse the public. So where do we begin? In November of 2018, I was approached by Rudy Giuliani and asked if I could vet some information that he got regarding Joe and Hunter Biden, and if I could use my contacts in Ukraine to find out if they were true. Obviously, being in the mega cult and I was drinking the Kool-Aid, I decided and I was happy to accept that invitation. I thought I was going to be a hero and I was going to help save our democracy from the deep state. Boy, was I wrong. So anyway, going forward, in December, I met up with Trump and Giuliani at the White House, where Giuliani told Trump about everything, about a video that he saw where Joe Biden basically came out and said to the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, that if he doesn't get fired, Ukraine won't get $1 billion in aid. He thought that he had the smoking gun at the time, and that he wanted to find Viktor Shokin. He wanted to get to the bottom of it. He wanted to find Viktor Shokin, and I was the guy that was going to go and do that for him. We went to the White House, where he updated Trump. Trump came out, patted me on the back, gave me a thumbs up, and told me, Rudy says good things about you, Lev. Continue going, doing the good work that you're doing. I was impressed. I was mystified. I mean, here the president of the United States is telling me that I'm doing good work, and I'm, you know, for a kid out of Brooklyn that never expected to be in the White House. Here I am speaking to the President of the United States and being sent on a mission from him and his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to help save our democracy, which I thought at that time. Boy, was I wrong about that. So I traveled to Ukraine in 2018 in December to find Viktor Shokin. After meeting various characters, I've eventually located Viktor Shokin. Had to go through a 2-hour drive in the middle of nowhere to meet with Viktor. When we sat down at first, Viktor Shokin was an interesting character. He didn't care too much about what was going on in the United States and didn't care too much about Rudy Giuliani or Trump. All he cared about was getting back into power and get back reinstated to become Attorney General of Ukraine, Prosecutor General, excuse me. I relayed a message to him telling him that Giuliani says that we could help. We could help if you help us, and we need information on Joe and Hunter Biden. At first, Shokin was a little bit skeptical about getting involved, but eventually he said he would love to come to the United States and meet with Giuliani and talk about it. Giuliani prepared a visit for him, which got derailed by Maria Ivanovich, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. He told Shokin to get a visa, tell them at the visa office that you're going to Los Angeles to visit your daughter. Don't tell them that you're going to Washington, D.C. to meet up with Lindsey Graham and myself. Well, that did go well. When he went to the visa office, he got declined. After several conversations and Giuliani pressuring the State Department, even going to Trump himself, sending me text messages to reply back to Shokin that everything would be well, he never was able to get him the visa. We were able to do a 45-minute video with him at some point in January of 2019, where Shokin basically pushed the narrative that Joe Biden got him fired because of withholding the billion-dollar aid. But one interesting part in that video, in the interview, was when Rudy asked Shokin directly what laws or what criminality did Joe or Hunter Biden do. Shokin couldn't respond because there was no rules that were broken. There were no laws being broken. And that was the narrative that started then and continued till this day today. After that, we went with Yuri Lutsenko, who was another prosecutor, the current prosecutor of Ukraine. Lutsenko, all he wanted to do was meet Attorney General Barr. But to meet Attorney General Barr, Rudy Giuliani wanted information. Information that Lutsenko didn't have, because there was no concrete evidence of any wrongdoing by Joe and Hunter Biden. But Rudy Giuliani pushed. He didn't care if there was facts involved. He didn't care if there was evidence. He cared that the information that the prosecutors gave him fit his narrative. At some point, there was lots of arguments going back and forth. Shokin, Lutsenko would make statements, retract statements, give information, but that didn't bother Rudy. With no facts involved, he used people like John Solomon, Fox News reporter Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Senator Ron Johnson, Devin Nunes, and pushed that information into the halls of Congress and into the media for the public to hear, with no facts behind it whatsoever. Rudy knew there was no facts, but it was all about getting Trump back in office. He didn't care if there was truth behind it. All he cared about that he could bring up enough what if and bring enough confusion so the American public would get confused enough to be able to get Trump back in office. Today, Rudy Giuliani, because of all of that, is facing some problems. I mean, he's currently probably going to get disbarred. He's probably going to get indicted in the election fraud case. And he's being sued by lots of people, you know, one of them being Noelle Dunphy for sexual assault, in which I was part of that, a lot of those meetings and heard a lot of things that went on. I spent a lot of time with Rudy Giuliani. He's not the Rudy Giuliani that we're used to knowing or reading about or hearing in the past. He's not the Rudy Giuliani that was named America's mayor. He's a different Rudy Giuliani that sold his soul to Trump, basically sold his soul to Trump cult. And basically is now doing whatever it takes, lying, sending misinformation, just to be without proof, just to be able to get his cult leader, Trump, back in office. So let's talk about some facts. You know, I mentioned some of the facts as far as what happened with the 2020 election. Now let's go into some of the people Rudy Giuliani dealt with, just so you understand as far as getting information from Ukraine. Viktor Shokin was a corrupt prosecutor that not only Biden wanted him out, the whole West wanted him out. IMF wanted him out. Western leaders wanted him out. Because, not because he was doing, making investigations, but because he wasn't investigating. And that's a clear fact. He was not investigating Burisma when Rudy Giuliani saw the video of Joe Biden saying, get rid of Viktor Shokin, or we're not going to give you $1 billion. The reason why Biden made that statement was because the United States, the IMF, and the Western leaders were pushing for reform in Ukraine. They were trying to get do away with corruption, and Shokin being one of the corrupt prosecutors at the time. Then comes Yuri Lutsenko. Yuri Lutsenko, who all he wanted to do was meet Attorney General Barr and to be able to discuss with him criminal activities that were going on between Ukrainian and American citizens. Rudy didn't care about that. All Rudy wanted to hear was, get me some dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Lutsenko, because of his own political ambitions and because he was worried about getting ousted when Poroshenko, if Poroshenko was to lose the election, which he eventually did to Zelensky, tried to play ball. But it was never good enough for Giuliani, because he would never come out and announce an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden. But that didn't stop Rudy from pushing the agenda. He didn't stop pushing it. It didn't stop Rudy from pushing the misinformation campaign. It didn't stop John Solomon and Fox and Ron Johnson and Devin Nunes to go up in front of the American public and talk about bits and pieces of information without facts being backing it up. But then came later when Rudy Giuliani needed really serious corrupt individuals that would be able to go to any extreme to help him. And that's when enters Andrei Telezhenko and Andrei Dierkach. So let's talk about who these people are. Andrei Telezhenko, he was sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury for being part of a Russian-linked foreign influence network. That's right, folks. He was sanctioned by the Trump administration for being part of a Russian-linked foreign influence network. So just understand who the information was coming from. Now let's take a look at Andrei Dierkach. Andrei Dierkach was a member of parliament who the Trump administration accused of an active Russian agent over a decade. His father was an ex-KGB agent. Let's repeat myself. He was an active Russian agent for over a decade. The Trump administration sanctioned Dierkach on the grounds that he was an active Russian agent for over a decade who had waged a covert influence campaign centered on cultivating false and unsubstantiated narratives to influence the 2020 elections. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. charged Dierkach with 7 counts of money laundering, bank fraud, and sanction evasion charges. Ukraine intelligence ordered Dierkach detained on charges that he was paid $500,000 from Russian intelligence to use a private security company to assist the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He currently remains a fugitive both in Ukraine and the U.S. So U.S. Attorney Michael Driscoll said in a press release, while participating in a scripted Russian disinformation campaign seeking to undermine the U.S. institution, Dierkach simultaneously considered to fraudulently benefit from a Western lifestyle for himself and his family in the United States. So these are the people that dealt with Rudy Giuliani. He knew who they were. He understood that the information was coming as part of a Russian campaign, but he didn't care. All he cared about was confusing the American public, sending this information out, because like I said before, it was all about getting Trump back in office. I want everybody to understand where we stand. Rudy Giuliani is not America's mayor. Rudy Giuliani is not somebody that is to be trusted with. Rudy Giuliani is somebody that's about to get disbarred, someone that's about to get indicted because of his lies and his misinformation that he pushed onto the American public without any proof to back up his claims. And all of that was done for Donald J. Trump, to get him back in office, to keep him in office, to be able to keep his leader in office. So there you have it. That's what happened. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Please make sure to subscribe to Midas Touch Network. I'll be sharing more stories in the near future from my diaries, from my home confinement, and I'll see you soon.
All right. We are back. All right. Hey, guys, you know, I say this often. Whoever You know, I can't tell anyone. You know, I have my own beliefs. I have my vote, and whatever I do with my vote is my business. What anybody on this network in any capacity, whether you're part of the panel, listening audience, or whatever it is, your vote is yours, and it's your business. But if we are going to be the society I'm talking about, the United States has always been, I mean, the shining star, okay, has been like the leader as far as right and wrong, as far as I'm concerned, in the world, okay? And it's a great, great country. And the only way it's going to stay great if we continue to do the right things. If we are a nation of laws, then Mike being a former investigator, you prosecute. If somebody commits a crime, you prosecute. If it is Hunter Biden, I don't care if it's Joe Biden, I don't care if it's Nancy Pelosi, or anyone, if they're guilty of something, prosecute. The only problem that I get right here, I get this what-ism, what-if-ism, right? What about this? What about-ism, rather? What about that? No. I'd like to do something. If we want to talk about Hunter, let's talk about Hunter. If we want to talk about Trump, let's talk about Trump. If I bring up Trump, don't bring up Biden. Let's talk about that. Let's handle it one at a time, because this contributes to the confusion that's going on in the world. When I put out this post today, I talked about political corruption. I didn't say political corruption on either side, because we know there's corruption in both parties. But the idea of this show right here is that I do not believe, and I'm going to show you some facts a little bit later on after we discuss this, on how it's not a both sides issue. I know many will say, well, both sides are corrupt. Yep, you have bad people in both sides. However, there are some major, major differences. There's a term used, well, the best of two evils. Maybe that's what we're dealing with. But I tell you what, I'm going to take my chances on the least evil person if I have to go down that route. Okay, I'm not throwing away my vote or whatever. And I'm not saying that you should, and I'm going to tell you who to vote for. But I'm going to present some facts, and all I'm saying, and Mike and I, Dr. Demery, Mike and I, we talk every week, several times a week. Okay? And there are some things that Mike agree, I don't agree with Mike, and on, he doesn't agree with me. I'm sure it's the same thing with you, Dr. Demery. Okay? Some things we may not agree on, and that's okay, folks. This is not a one-sided conversation on this show. We all have our opinions. And Mike, what do we say? Present the facts. And if I'm wrong about something, I'm going to look at the facts. Okay? And I don't care where it goes, and I don't care where it takes me. Okay? And if I'm wrong, I'm going to be man enough and say, hey, brother, I'm wrong. But if I'm right, then I'm right. And I hope that we all have open minds out here. And I'm talking about my audience right now. And look at the facts and stop going on this who's done what stuff out here. Oh, and because your uncle who hasn't read a book in his life is going to tell you something, you're going to listen to him. Follow the facts. There are many ways to do that. You know, if you are thinking some way, go and fact check what you're thinking. Back up what you're saying. If you're going to disseminate that, now you have a right to believe anything that you want. But you don't have the right to spread false information. I don't think anyone, you can do it, but it's not right. And if someone doesn't believe you, you're going to resort to hatred, bigotry, violence, or whatever it is, but to get your point across when you have no point in the first place. So, Lev Parnas, you guys know about Lev and Igor. When I started laughing, I mean, it was serious, but it was funny at the same time. When these cats, they tried to get out of town, Lev and Igor, you know, like I said, every Igor I've ever seen in the newspaper, I don't know any personally. And if an Igor showed up at my door, I'm not opening it. It's not going to happen, you know. But the point is, Lev has nothing to lose. He's already been to prison, and now he's on home confinement. Okay, so he's just telling it how it is. And if you followed what he was saying right there, he knows a whole lot. He knows a lot. And like I said, this guy has nothing to lose because he was dead in that inner circle with Rudy Giuliani. And I'm going to ask both of you guys, How many of you right now, if you got in trouble for whatever reason, are you going to look for a Rudy Giuliani to defend you? Nope.
I'd rather defend myself.
This is what I'm talking about. And I remember when he was touted, especially with 9/11, which what happened 9/11, it is near and dear to me for a lot of reasons, because both of you guys know that I studied in New York and I graduated from Morgan Stanley as a broker, and I studied in the World Trade Center. And those were two beautiful buildings, those Twin Towers. I don't know whether either one of you have ever been there before, but they were absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. And if you guys remember, they went down in 2011, but there was an attempted attack in 1998. Okay? 1998, I believe it was 1998. Was it 98? Because I went there in 1999. But the buildings were just absolutely amazing. Now, the first attack, it failed. But the second one, it didn't. Okay? And I'm still trying to figure out why are we so cozy with Saudi Arabia when I think 11 of those hijackers came from Saudi Arabia or were sponsored by them. Okay? Look it up. All right?
Follow the money.
Mike, that's what this thing is all about. You know, a lot of these guys flapping their gums, spreading disinformation, misinformation. It's all about the dollar bill, brother. Money and power. And what you say, Dr. Demery?
Money, power, and fame.
What you say about power, Dr. Demery?
No, that was Mike talking.
No, I'm talking about power.
Money, power, and fame is what drives mankind, and I've said it many times on this show.
Reinhold Niebuhr is one of my favorite theologians. You may not know who he is. That name may not even ring a bell to you, but he has a quote that's used by theologians and people in the theological community. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And like I said, these guys are corrupt to the hilt. Based on the information I said now, either Trump is guilty or he's the most unlucky man in the world. I mean, good Lord, how much bad luck can you have? Come on. Now, tell you what, it's just like they were looking for dirt on Obama. They've been looking for dirt on Biden. Now, either these guys are smarter than the other guys, okay, or there's nothing there. You know, there's smoke and mirrors, folks. Hey, you look over here while I'm doing this. Okay? You look over here. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what you see. I think Trump got on TV one time, said, don't believe what you see on TV. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, right. Like I said, he's as smart as he's supposed to be. He's one unlucky cat. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pass it on to Mike. Then we go to Dr. Demery. So growing up, our parents, I believe that our parents, the three of us, I believe our parents told us, be careful who you hang with. Okay? Because you may not do anything wrong, but if you're hanging out with bad people, they can get you in a lot of trouble.
Birds of a feather.
Flock together, don't they? Steve Bannon.
You'll be tainted. You'll be tainted.
All right, let's take a look. Now, some of these cats, I don't even know. These 11 people that got indicted, and I believe they went to prison behind Trump. 11. Steve Bannon. Now, take one look at Steve Bannon. Are you going to invite him to dinner? No. Uh-uh. This cat, I mean, he gets on his radio podcast and just spew the most hateful garbage, okay? He's the one that told the public, whoever, and he has a lot of followers on his podcast. Say, come down January 6th. It's going to be wild. Come down January 6th. Back in December, Trump invited, said, tell y'all meet me at January 6th. At the ride, he says, look, we're going to march up to the Capitol and I'm going to be with you. Well, I don't think I saw him there. Okay. I'm going to be with you. Steve Bannon, Tom Barrack. Barrack was charged with 7 counts on Tuesday. Allegations, according to the indictment, center on the idea that Barrack used his closeness to Trump to advance the interests of all of interest and provide intelligence to the UAE, okay, while simultaneously failing to notify the Attorney General that their actions were taken at the direction of senior UAE officials. I think that's United Emirates. What's it? United? Fill in the gaps, folks.
United Arab Emirates.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Barack was asking UAE officials to provide him with a wish list they hope for from the administration of over the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. The defendant is charged with acting under the direction or control of the most senior leaders of the UAE and over the course of years. You got Elliot Broadley, I'm not going to talk about here. He was a top fundraiser in Trump's 2016 election. Michael Cohen, we all know about him. He went to prison and Trump turned on him. So guess what? He returned the favor. He is singing like a canary. He's telling everybody. Now he has nothing to lose because he's already done his prison time. He started writing a book. He started writing a book. And so what did the administration do? They sent him back to prison. Okay. Michael Flynn. And I think that is totally egregious. Dr. Dimmer, you can appreciate that because what was he, Lieutenant General? Was he a general? Or General Michael Flynn?
I think he was
a general.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a general.
He was a general. And he sold himself out to the Russians. Come on, man. That's a traitor. He should have been, convicted of being a traitor, but he did go to prison, but Trump pardoned him, right? Rick Gates, early in the administration. Paul Manafort. George Nader, George Papadopoulos, Roger Stone. Now, come on, man. You're talking about a clown. Oh, my goodness. This guy is corrupt as all day long. You can look at him. Alan Weisselberg, that was Trump's longtime accountant. Okay? He flipped because the guy, I think he's in his 80s right now. He don't want to spend the rest of his life in prison, so he struck a deal. But what I'm saying is, like you said, Mike, birds of a feather. Come on, man. It makes no sense. All right. Not to mention, and they talk about, and like I said, you talk about the, and right now, even on Fox News, they should be ashamed of themselves. All right. They talk about the Biden crime family. Okay. Well, they fail to talk about the Trump crime family. And I'm going to tell you what. How in the world did Jared Kushner get $1.6 or $1.4 billion to bail out his building, what was that, on Fifth Avenue, 666? You know, I don't think that I would rent an office in that building with the address 666 on it, Dr. Demery. I don't think I would do that, Mike. I don't think so. But $1.4 billion. Okay, and he got that, oh, my God, who did he get that? Oh, Qatar. I think he got that from Qatar. All right. And so what happened was he went to Qatar to get the loan in the first place. And they turned him down. Then he got Saudi Arabia to put pressure on Qatar. They started pointing their weapons at Qatar. And guess what? Qatar gave it up. And here recently, and now this cat, and I'm talking about Jared Kushner. He has no investment experience at all. Then they turned around to set up, and Saudi Arabia gave him $2 billion. Why? Why? What? Oh my goodness. How would you guys like to have friends like that? Just go hand you over $2 billion. For what? And you have no experience? This, okay. You got his daughter, Ivanka. 41 patents in China, but he talks about China like a dog. He also had a bank account in China. He also paid more taxes in China than he did in the United States. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look, I mean, you got corruption after corruption after corruption. You got this crazy broad, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Paul Gosar. You got Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, I'm wondering how come the charges were dropped against him or the investigation closed on him for child trafficking. Something suspicious there, wasn't it? Now, that happened under the Biden administration. Okay, with a brand new attorney general. So they decided not to charge Matt Gaetz. Oh, my goodness. Jim Jordan. Oh, the heat has just been turned up on him because of what happened at Ohio State. There's a huge scandal going on right now about the men being molested by the doctor. Okay, at Ohio State, who's no longer on this earth, but he has some questions to ask, you know, and so it goes on and on and on. And like I said, we're gonna get into this two sides argument because, folks, I'm going to put out something right here. Some of you might get angry, some of you may not. I'm not talking about you guys because we have these conversations. But this thing, this two sides argument, is making me sick. And I'm going to prove why. I'm going to prove why, okay? They're talking about what COVID is a farce, okay? I'm going to disprove that the best that I can. You guys have some facts to dissuade me? Bring them on. I'm waiting to hear about it, okay? But let's go back to, hey, Dr. Sims. Hi.
How are you?
Great, great. Your sister's not here today. She's helping her son. You know, AJ is getting ready for college, and so she's helping him with a major project. Right. And so she said she apologized to everybody for not being able to attend today. But we just talk about the corruption. We're talking about political corruption and misinformation and disinformation that is disseminated through mainstream media, social media, and the like. All right, let's talk about that. So, Dr. Sims, what we were talking about earlier, we were talking about this cat. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. And I don't know if you remember or not, but going back maybe 2 or 3 years where they were arrested at the airport because Rudy Giuliani was trying to put them up to doing some nefarious things over in Ukraine. And he ended up going to prison for it. And we just played a video a few minutes ago. And Lev just spilled the beans. Lev spilled the beans. And so we know he was a Republican. I don't know what he still is. He loved the idea of working for Trump. He loved that. And so now he's telling it all. He's blowing the whistle. Like I said, the cat has nothing to lose. He's already been to prison for it. So let's start with you, Dr. Demery. I want your take on the video and audio that I just played.
Well, you know, I am not a friend of Rudy the Rat Giuliani. I think he's a charlatan. You know, I think he's a Shylock. He's undermined and he needs to be in jail. But, you know, I think, you know, association by assimilation is the thing that follows him and follows Trump. I mean, I really hate to criticize people. I really hate to talk bad about people, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, there's a phrase that we use in Greek. There's a group, a gospel group, named after this phrase, hoi polloi. Hoi polloi means of the many or of the group. And so, you know, when you're of a nefarious group like that, and you are associated with nefarious people, you know, it says a lot about yourself. Like you said before, William, a minute ago, or I think it was Mike was saying it, you know, who you hang out with says a lot about you. And I've said this before, when I was, you know, with the male chorus, that was the most highlighted time in my life because I was around men who were of high character, you know, who were businessmen, who had high morals and all of that. And I was just honored to be associated with those men. And, you know, the same thing I feel now about this show. I'm just elated to be associated with such high character people and people of high regard. And so, you know, I think it's really a shame. It's a shame and a mockery. And it says a lot about the American people that want to follow this this nincompoop. You know, look up the definition of nincompoop. And, you know, that's what he is. I mean, there's no way of getting around it. Mm-hmm. And people that, you know, are associated with that, I mean, he's a Pharisee. You know, he's part of the Sanhedrin and the Herodian group of people. You know, making it modern. I'm talking about ancient groups during the time of Jesus. But, it's you know, it just really disgusts me. It turns my stomach to look at the terrible, corrupt things that they do to try to fool the American people. And then what's sadder about it is that the American people, some of them, not all, thank God, fall for it. You know, they just fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. And you know, it's the old thing, adage, that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he just falls into that, and it just, it's a shame. You know, it really disgusts me that we even have to talk about it. But we do have to talk about it, because we have to bring, you know, another side to this, so people will understand what's going on.
You're right, because the media has been flooding. There's been flooding the airways with misinformation, Mike. Come on. I don't care. Like I said earlier, I don't care who it is. Biden, Trump, I don't care. Any of their associates, if they're guilty, lock them up. Do what you have to do. I really don't care. Wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong, and it doesn't matter. However, I see a pattern here. I see a whole pattern here, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you weren't turned off when he was talking with the Hollywood tape, and if he wasn't talking about grabbing women by the genitals, I thought sure he was going to lose after that. But people, oh. I saw one lady at one of his rallies. She had a T-shirt on. Well, grab me by my. I said, what? She said, that Trump can grab me. Trump can grab mine. I said, come on, man. This makes absolutely no sense to me. And I tell you, Mike, my mom used to teach me all the time. She said, it doesn't hurt to be kind. And this guy will come, he will talk about, if you're not for him, then guess what? He'll talk about you like a dog. Like a dog. Now, is that presidential material? There's no president, even Nixon didn't do that. And I thought up until now, he was the worst president, as far as that was, because corruption is concerned. Now, we've got a few others that, and I'm going to share some other things with you too. But, Mike, like you said, birds of a feather flock together. And I want your take on what you heard, and anything you want to say along the lines of the video that was played and the audio.
I've got plenty to say, but since Dr. Sims just joined us, I wonder if she wants to jump in first.
No.
Or you want to wait? Okay.
Yeah, because she didn't have the benefit of hearing the audio or seeing the video. I mean, yeah, or seeing the video like we did. Okay, so.
Let me start off by making something very, very clear. I am an independent. I don't follow the mindset of either side. I think that Lady Justice has that blindfold for a reason. Mm-hmm. And the laws need to be applied equally and fairly to everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. Dr. Demery, and I'm sure the rest of you would agree, as an investigator, you follow the facts, the clues, and the evidence, not the other way around. You don't decide, well, you know what? I think Bobby killed this guy, so let's make the facts, clues, and evidence lead up to Bobby. That's not the way you do it.
Right.
Facts, clues, and evidence have to lead you to Bobby, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how I feel about politics. I already told you. Politic is poly means many, and tick is a bloodsucker. So I think they're all liars, cheats, thieves, and whores. I really believe that. I believe they're all doing dirty stuff. I think they're, without naming names, because I don't want the feds knocking on my door, I think they're all dirty. I think they're all doing the same thing. They're all trying to protect their circle, so to speak, whether you're a liberal or conservative. They're trying to protect that, and they're all pointing fingers at each other and claiming foul. And if it were up to me, do you guys remember a movie called Escape from New York City?
I think I do vaguely.
They took New York in the future. They took all of New York and they turned it into a penal colony, and they walled it all up. And all the bad people, all the criminals and stuff, they threw into New York. And if you could survive, you could survive. If not, too bad. Well, the president of the United States in the movie was kidnapped and taken to this New York City penal colony, right?
Okay.
And it was the whole thing about getting the president back. If it were up to me, I'd wall off all of New York, turn it into a penal colony. I'd take all of Congress. I'd take all the current presidents. I don't care who they are. I'd throw them all in there, because I guarantee you, if we knew the facts on all of them, all the presidents from Nixon forward, from LBJ forward.
All right.
Like Kennedy. But from LBJ forward, they're all dirty. They were all playing tricks. They were all trying to get dirt and make the other side look bad. They all were in somebody's pocket. Again, follow the money. I don't believe any of them have halos. I don't believe any of them have clean hands. And I'd flush that toilet and get rid of all of them and start fresh with people that have honor and character and really, really, truly care in their heart and their head and their spirit about other people rather than me. I'm just really upset about all of this because I'm just one guy. I can't fix it, but I do have my opinion, and I would get rid of a lot of them. And I put Trump in the cell right next to Biden.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Let me finish.
Okay. Go on.
How does Biden end up with multiple homes all over the place when all he was making in Congress for the most of his life was like $170,000 a year? How did he end up with that? And you brought up Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner, you said, wasn't qualified for the position they gave him a bunch of money for.
Right.
I'm looking at the other side also, barely. I'm looking at the other side. Tell me what Hunter Biden was qualified for being on an energy board in Burisma that he got multiple millions of dollars for. Mm-hmm. So I'm fair. I think they're all dirty. I think they're all getting a lot of money. I think they're all getting kickbacks, and I put them all in jail cells together, and I put them somewhere hot too. Put them in Arizona, 170 degrees, and play the Disney Channel and the Weather Channel so they know how hot it's going to be every day.
Oh, right. Well, okay, and that's fair. You can say that. What I'm saying is, and you remember what I said in the opening, if Hunter Biden is guilty, lock him up. Okay, he's already been indicted, okay, on three charges, and he pleaded guilty to two, and one was dismissed, whatever it was. So he already has paid more than any of the Trump's kids, so, and I don't believe it.
Hunter pleaded innocent because they wouldn't take the plea deal. So he had to plead innocent, and they're going to bring them back in at the end of the month or something.
Yes.
They were charging him with three things, the two tax crimes and the gun crime. And the judge decided not to take the plea bargain. So he just pled innocent for now.
Get
back in court.
Well, see, that's the point. Because now how many of Trump's kids have been indicted on criminal offenses?
Throw them in jail too.
Throw them in jail. So now one thing I'm going to disagree with you, Mike. I don't believe that all of them are guilty. And I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. And I'm talking about there are some decent Republicans. There are some decent Democrats that aren't taking bribes. There are some. You're not going to tell me that with almost 500, I think it's 400 and some odd, congressmen, that every last one of them,
535,
that every last one of them are guilty. I don't believe that. Okay. And I've got some information that's going to back up my claim. But what I'm saying is, yes, there are corrupt Democrats. Put them in jail. Put them in jail, okay? I don't care. Now, as far as Biden's concerned, Biden's been in office 50 years. Now, he also has donors. So how he got all these houses or how many he's gotten, well, I think that can probably be explained, okay? You've been in 50 years. He's make, $175,000, whatever it is a year. But guess what? He's also has raised money over those last 50 years too. And I don't know how much that can be used for personal use or whatever it is. I don't know. But like I said, if he is guilty of a crime, then convict him. But let's get back to my point. Has Eric or Don Jr. or Ivanka, have they faced any criminal charges yet? Yet Hunter Biden has. And as a matter of fact, for the first 7 months, that we've had this brand new 118th Congress, the only thing they have done, they haven't done, and I'm going to show you something with this both sides issue. The only thing they've done is gone after Biden. Impeach Biden for what? And if you got information on him, high crimes and misdemeanors, I think that can put you in jail. Investigate it. I don't care. That's not it. I'm not playing that. Oh no, you only need to look at Trump. I didn't say that at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I do not believe that all of these people that I'm talking about, and this is having to be on the Democratic side, I don't believe that all of them are guilty of anything. And same thing with Republicans. I don't think each and every Republican is guilty of everything. Not all of them, not 435 of them. Okay? And you have some of them that's not taking big money. You have some of them that they only take small donations, right?
They're the exception.
They are the exceptions. What I'm saying, there are exceptions. But hey, look here. Drop the hammer where it belongs. Drop it on any of them. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Okay? We've got a cat right next door in West Virginia that should be locked up. And he's a Democrat. Okay? We got one out in Arizona that just switched from Democrat to independent. She's guilty as hell too. And I'm sure you have more. That's only just two examples. And that's in the Senate. Oh God. But the Congress, you got, I named off Jim Jordan. Matt Gaetz. Okay? Or you got Paul Gosar. That's handing out, AR-15 pens to Congress. So instead of wearing the American flag on their lapel, they ran and walking around with AR-15s when we talk about doing something about gun violence in the United States. All right? Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a nut job she is. Okay? You got Lauren Boebert that has a rap sheet that if you guys looked at it, you say, whoa, how in the hell did she get in Congress with her GED? Come on, man. Her husband was locked up several years ago when she was 17 for exposing himself in front of some teenage girls, and she still ended up marrying him. They've gone to jail several times. I'm talking about the Boeberts for fighting each other. Domestic violence. They've gone to jail for other things. She paid off her sister-in-law because she had an accident and her sister-in-law was in the car and she didn't want to report it. She also got locked up for interfering with law enforcement. And she gets up there and talk about lockup Biden. Come on, man. Come on, this is absolutely ridiculous. Dr. Sims?
So, before you go to Dr. Sims, let me ask a real quick question here.
Yes, sir.
Why is it that when Dr. Demery and I got into law enforcement, we were heavily vetted? We had psychological profiling. We had lie detectors. We were heavily vetted.
That's right.
Who we're married to, who's living in our houses, who our family is. We were heavily vetted. Yet we don't do this for our people in Congress.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Dr. Sims, I'm sorry.
No. Hey, Mike, they did
that for my son.
Right.
In fact, they needed the character reference. They even called his mother, me, okay? Because we have our opinion as well. And so for him to get into law enforcement, they called people who were just associates of his, not just